Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hello there, boys and girls, and how are you today? Are you feeling hippity-skippity and ready for fun and play with Happy Hank? Well, gather up your clothes and skedaddle up to the radios so you'll all be set to take part in our exciting dressing race. We'll have songs and a riddle and another story in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, and here's something I want you to hear. Oh, it's a limerick. I've got a dandy today, too. You like limericks? Well, listen to this one now. A boy with bad breakfast behavior had a longing for good cocoa flavor. His mother, discreet, fixed him cocoa wheats. Now at breakfast, he's a swell little shaver. Oh, I like that one. And that's not a fairy story either, because there are thousands upon thousands of boys, and girls too, who used to be problem kiddies at breakfast before they knew how delicious cocoa wheats is. When their mothers served cocoa wheats, they found out what fun it is to eat such a good-tasting hot cereal, so the boys and girls became enthusiastic about breakfast. Now, I know you'll enjoy having cocoa wheats for breakfast, too. Its cocoa flavor will please your taster, and you'll want more when your serving is gone. Ask Mother, please, to get a package of cocoa wheats today when she goes to the store. It's spelled C-O-C-O-W-H-E-A-T-S, cocoa wheats. And now, attention, get ready for the dressing race. Get your clothes together in front of the radio or any other handy place. Hurry now, don't be slow, 'cause this is the dressing contest. Let's see who will win. And when I give the signal, we'll all begin. All right, now wait till I blow our game starter whistle like this. And then you hustle into your clothes in a jiffy so you can help your side win. Here's Squeaky, our helper pal and official scorekeeper. Well, hello, Squeaky.
Hello there, Happy Hank, and hi there, fellas and gals.
Well, where's our dog pal, Popcorn? Oh, here he comes. Hello, Popcorn, old pal, old pal, old pal. Well, Popcorn says good morning. Now, Popcorn, you run over and stand in front of our big clock and tell us when time is up for the dressing race. Will you do that? There he goes. Yes, sir. Popcorn watches the big red hand on the clock, and he knows when to bark and tell us the race is over. What's the score, Squeaky?
Oh, me, I was hoping you wouldn't ask that.
No, why not?
'Cause the boys are two races ahead.
Oh, so you want the girls to win.
Well, of course, 'cause I like the girls.
Well, oh, we know how you like the girls.
Oh, I like the boys, too, but I just sort of like to see the girls win.
Well, I guess we'd better get started right away. And then later we'll check up and see who are the fastest dresser-uppers. Now, you ready, boys and girls? All right, on your marks. Get set. Go! Now start dressing and keep on dressing until you finish or until I tell you the race is over. Now, Mother, you be our umpire and see that we get dressed on time. Oh, by the way, how are all our shut-in pals today? Are you feeling better? Well, now, you do what the doctor and mother tell you to do, and soon you'll be well and able to play and go back to school again. Bundle up good, don't get your feet wet, and get plenty of sleep and exercise and good nourishing food, so you'll be healthy and happy all the time. Oh, I'll bet you're saying, oh, I wish I were well again. I wish I could go out and play. I wish, I wish, I wish. Well, did you ever try wishing up on a star? Well, here's a beautiful song that tells us all about it. It's in the movie about our funny little friend Pinocchio, When You Wish Upon a Star. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dream comes true. Ah, say, I think that's a swell, elegant song. Yes, sirree. And the next time you go out at night and see a star, you can remember to wish upon a star. Now, that song was especially for all our shut-in pals. And boys and girls, if one of your friends is home and ill, why don't you write him or her a little card or letter? Shut-in pals like to get cards and letters. You'll be making them so happy that you'll make them well again. Ah, will you do that? All right, good. Say, I've got a riddle for you. You want to hear it? And do you think you can figure out the answer? Well, here it goes. What always has one eye open? What always has one eye open?
Oh, boy, that's a stickler.
That's right, it is a sticker, isn't it? Oh, my, I almost gave the answer away. Now, you see if you can get the right answer. I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program. Right now, it's time for us to sing our slogan song for this week, the song that reminds us to go to bed early every night. Now, if you don't remember all the words, you can hum right along with me, I know. Early to bed. When Mother says it's time for bed, now don't get bad and surly, 'cause Mother knows it's best for you to tumble in quite early. And you'll have so much fun at play if you rest the proper way. Be ready for another day, early to bed. Now twilight is the time for bed, so go and tumble in it, and you'll arrive in sleepy town in just about a minute. So when your daily fun is spent, go to bed before you're sent. Tomorrow you'll be glad you went early to bed. Yes, sir, that's a dandy slogan song. Now, all Happy Hank's pals are early to bedders and early risers, and we're all super-duper cocoa wheaters, too, aren't we? Yes, indeed, we eat our cocoa wheats for breakfast every morning. The boy or girl who can have cocoa wheats for breakfast every day is exceptionally fortunate, because in this delicious cereal you get food energy, vitamin B1, sunshine vitamin D, calcium, protein, and other necessary food values, all combined with a taste-pleasing cocoa flavor. Say, you love to eat cocoa wheats, and you'll never be satisfied with a small serving either. Cocoa wheats has a cocoa taste that's so good you just can't resist it. Why, even people who don't care for ordinary hot cereals are crazy about cocoa wheats. Mothers who want to find a cereal that their kiddies will truly enjoy find in cocoa wheats exactly what they're looking for. So you be sure to tell Mother about cocoa wheats and ask her, please, to get a package for you when she goes to the store today. Cocoa wheats cooks in only 4 minutes, costs just a fraction of a cent for each serving. Cocoa wheats is spelled COCOWHEATS, cocoa wheats. Now let's sing our happy cocoa wheat song. I always eat my cocoa wheats, cocoa wheats, cocoa wheats. I always eat my cocoa wheats for breakfast every morning. Well, oh my goodness, I think the dressing contest is almost over. There goes popcorn. Yes, sir, I knew he was going to bark because he was just ready to jump. Well, I'll blow the whistle. Now the race is over. Stop dressing and on with the magic eye. Here it goes. Now stand back from the radios, boys and girls. That's the idea. Well, did you finish dressing on time? We'll find out. How many boys finished on time? Up with your hands, fellows. Say, not bad. Now, the hands of the girls who finished on time. Look at that. All right, hands down, everybody.
Oh, boy, this is exciting. I wonder who won.
Well, maybe this will make you happy. The girls won the race. The girls won the race. Hi-ho the derry-o. The girls won the race.
Hooray for the girls. Oh, boy. Now the boys are only one race ahead.
That's right. Well, congratulations, girls. Keep on trying, boys. We'll just ask the wise old owl who's going to win next time. The wise old owl says, who is he talking to you? Who did this and who did that? The wise old owl says, who started out today to have some fun at play? Who got mad and acted bad? The wise old owl says, who? If you have acted right, tried with all your might, don't cry or sigh, but answer I when the wise old owl says who. Well, the wise old owl didn't tell us after all, did he? He just keeps saying who, who, who. Well, you be right quiet now, because it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Remember last time, the doctor had come to look at Sputters, who had knocked himself out, and had gone away after telling Squeaky and Rocket that Sputters had amnesia. Well, Sputters can't remember who he is and thinks he's someone named John Alexander McSquish. The doctor gave Sputters some pills to make him sleep, but when Rocket and Squeaky went to look at him, they found that he was gone. Where is he? As the scene opens today, Squeaky and Rocket are in Sputters' room trying to figure this out. Listen.
Say, we've got to find him, Rocket. He's not responsible and he might get hurt. Are you sure this is the bed you put him on?
Sure, sure. This is his room, and I carried him right in here by my own self, and I put him right there on the bed, see? That's where he was lying.
Well, I guess you're right. But where could he have gone? Didn't he take those pills the doctor gave him?
Well, I thought he took them. He kept telling the doctor he was John Alexander McSquish, and the doctor said, all right, Mr. McSquish, here's some pills for you. And Sputter said, thank you, Dr. McSquish, I'll take them. That's all I understand. I didn't understand about this, though. He thinks his name is Max Squish, and he thinks everybody else's name is Max Squish, too.
Well, Sputters is a mighty sick boy. He's all mixed up. That's why we've got to find him.
Hey, look, the window's open. Oh, boy, maybe he done crawled out the window.
Say, he must have. Remember, he said he was going out to talk to his horses. Maybe he crawled out the window and went out to the barn. Hey, come on, I'm going to crawl out the window and follow him. Here I go. Hey, now I made it. Come on, Rocket. Come on out the window.
Okay, now, wait just a minute. This stick that's holding the window up is in my way. I was bigger than you, but here I come. Wait just a minute, now. Help! Help, Squeaky, help! Oh, the window done fell down and caught me.
Well, no wonder you knocked the stick out that was holding the window up. Wait a minute. I'll have to raise the window again. Now, there. Can you make it now?
Let's see. Yeah, I can make it now. Hey, boy, that don't feel good to have that window fall on the back of your neck. Did you see anything of Sputters?
No, I haven't had time to look yet. Come on, hurry up, Rocket.
Here he is. I was ready. Hey, look, there goes Sputter's tracks heading for the barn. Come on.
Say, those are Sputter's tracks, all right. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, and us better hurry, too, Squeaker, because that Sputter is liable to get to thinking he's John Alexander Max Squish and go squishing around them horses and get kicked in the head.
Oh, now take it easy, Rocket. Don't act excited. Sputters might see us running and get excited. And you know, when a person has amnesia, you've got to keep from getting them excited. Now, we'll just walk slowly out to the barn, and then
well, now, say, will they find Sputters at the barn? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. All right, now, let's all say happy birthday to all our pals who celebrate birthdays today. Open up your mouths real wide and say it good and loud when I count three. One, two, three. Happy birthday! Hey, that's fine. Now put on your biggest birthday smiles, and we'll all sing the Happy Hank birthday song. And sing it just as loud as you yelled happy birthday, too. Say, maybe there's somebody around close to you who has a birthday and will hear you say happy birthday. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Now, boys and girls, next Monday morning, we're going to have a swell offer, one you'll certainly not want to miss. So you be sure to get a package of Cocoa Wheats right away, and then you'll have the Little Crow Circle seal to send in. Now, on top of each Cocoa Wheats package, you'll find a cute little crow standing in a red circle. Now, the little crow is wearing a red coat, a yellow vest, and he has on a pair of spats and shoes. He's the little crow seal that you'll need to take advantage of our new offer next week. Now, I've got a dandy limerick, too. Oh, boy, how I like limericks. Now, you listen to this one and see if you like it. A schoolgirl always late for her classes. At breakfast was slow as molasses. From cereal she couldn't eat, she changed to Cocoa Wheats. Now she's always on time and she passes. Ah, that's a dandy. And now, say, I hope you figured out the answer for our riddle today. Boy, we had a dandy riddle, I think. You know, I told you it was a stickler. Well, that should have given you a hint, but maybe it didn't. But wait till you hear the answer. Now here it is. The riddle said, what always has one eye open? And the answer is a needle. Yes, sir, a needle is a sticker, and so is our riddle a stickler. Well, I hope you didn't get stuck. If you didn't get the answer, though, you just didn't see the point. Oh, me. Well, I guess it's about time for me to shut that kind of stuff up. Time for us to go anyway. Now, tomorrow we're going to have bank day, so you have your pennies and nickels and dimes ready to drop in the banks. And until then, you be good, be careful, play safe, and smile when you wake up. Be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.